I am so excited, and my mission right now is to get you excited with me. I'll tell you what I'm excited about. I'm excited that it's not over. I'm excited that the living expression of a child of God called Carlos Wayne Anderson is not complete. I'm so excited because there's more for me to be. And I know that a brand new me is something that is possible for me to step into being anytime I choose. I love that the continuous moment of now that we are living is broken up into categories and pieces. I'm glad that the never-ending moments of now get categorized into days and weeks and months and years. Because every time one of those categories ends and another begins, I take it as an opportunity for me to be a new me, a brighter me, a more expanded me, a more loving me, a more Christ-like me. And I'm grateful that Christmas, the acknowledgement of Christmas, comes near the end of a cycle that we call a year. Because the end of one cycle goes into another. And what we call the end of this year is immediately followed. I mean immediately followed. It happens in a minute. It happens with a click of the clock going from 11:59 p.m. to 12 a.m. It happens that quick. And at the end of the year, I like to remind myself and others that if I want a happy new year, it depends upon me being a happy new me. So I love the burning bowl ceremony where I can let go of who I've been so that there's space for me to step into more of who it is possible for me to be. Christmas does the same thing for me. I love Christmas. I love knowing that as I approach the manger, where I understand the Son of God is lying asleep in that manger, it gives me an opportunity as I approach the manger to decide to have a new me be born, for me to be a brand new baby, a brand new me. I always do a meditation on Christmas where I go into a stable. I see three royally dressed men there. They're kings from distant lands. I also see a group of shepherds. They're dirty. They smell like sheep. They're not dressed up for a party, but they did a come as you are. Come to be around that manger. They've all looked inside that manger before I arrived, and now it's my turn. I get over to that manger. I get down on my knees. I lean forward. And I want to behold the baby who I have heard is the Son of God, the child of God, God made flesh. The holy creation of the holy creator. I don't know what that baby's going to look like as I bend down on my knees and lean forward to gaze in. But every single time when I do lean forward and look at that baby, I see me. Oh yes, it's Jesus. But as far as I'm concerned, Jesus, he's us. He's us fully awakened to the knowing that we are the holy child of God in whom God is well pleased. He's us fully awakened to the realization that heaven on earth is not a coming event. It is the featured presentation. And each time I look at that baby, I'm startled that the baby is me. I turn around to tell the kings and the shepherds, but they are all giggling because when they looked, they didn't see me. When they looked, they saw themselves, a reflection. I think of him as a reflection of my own potential. The scripture today says, it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Well, the beginning of that scripture says this, for now we know we are the children of God, yet it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Wow. I would think that knowing you're a child of God is the end of the journey, that's as bright as you can get. That's the most you can be. Someone who knows I am a child of God, inseparable from love. I am convinced, I am persuaded that nothing shall ever be able to separate me from the love of God. But the scripture says, even those of us who know this, it's not over. Now we know we are the children of God, yet it doth not yet appear what we shall be. There must be something more than knowing. I think the knowing must give rise to the being, a child of God in our hearts and in our minds, being the child of God in our intentions, being the child of God in our actions. Now we know who we are, and it yet doth not yet appear who we shall be. And then the scripture continues on, and it says, but when we have seen him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. When I kneel down by the manger and look inside, I see me. For when we see him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. I think that face, the face of the baby Jesus, must be like a pool of clear, still water, or a mirror. Each one who looks sees a reflection of their own divinity, a reflection of their own holiness, a reflection of their own guiltlessness, a reflection of their own innocence. On Friday night, I had assigned the people to do something that I've done at Hope Church back when I was the pastor of Hope Church previously. And that is that one of my favorite books of all time was channeled forth through one of our brothers, Khalil Gibran, a Persian poet and philosopher living in the land of the Christ story. I am blown away by my brother Khalil Gibran for his capacity to open up and to allow to pour through him characters, people, profundity, poetry that touches my heart. And so one of his books is called Jesus, Son of Man, by Those Who Knew Him, a series of monologues from people who encountered Jesus. Some of them loved Jesus and were changed for the better by the encounter. Some were simply confused that he was a person who lived in a world and at a time of such apparent darkness, such apparent separation, such apparent inequity, division everywhere. His people being oppressed by Rome, his people being picked off, crucified, jailed, taxed by Rome. What did he do? He saw it all Yet he saw beyond it all. Behold, the kingdom of heaven is everywhere you look. That's what you see when you're the light of the world. That's what our daily word reminded us of. When you are the light of the world, you shine away the darkness. You shine away the shadow. Now you know who you are. Yet it doth not appear who you shall be. But when you see him, when you see him, you shall be like him, for you will see him as he is. Jesus, he's us. He's us fully awake. He's us born again and again and again into a purer, brighter version of who it is possible for us to be. There is a scripture that said about Jesus, he grew from grace to grace to grace. In other words, he kept developing. He kept deepening his consciousness of his oneness with the Father. He kept deepening his consciousness of his oneness with each and every one of us, with all of humanity, growing from grace to grace. Speaking of the word grace, there's something that I heard from a brother, Reverend Paul Tenaglia, way back 20 some years ago. He told us something about someone whose name meant grace, but she spoke it Gracie, Gracie Allen. Gracie Allen, one of our wonderful sisters, a great comedian, the beloved bride of George Burns. Gracie Allen told so many jokes and said so many things that were meant just to get a laugh. But Brother Paul, Reverend Paul Tenaglia, told me that she said other things that were not meant to get a laugh, but were meant to cause us to think and to change and to relax and to know we're safe. This is what he told me, she said. Never put a period where God has placed a comma. When you put a period, it's as though it's over. What's done is done. Who I am is who I'll be. But no, don't you put your period on who you are right now and where your life is right now. The best is yet to come. There is a brand new you waiting to be born this season. Some of my people, most of them, had not acted before. So they were asking, how do I become this person? How do I act like this person? I said, don't act like this person. Become this person. Step into being your character. Well, once they learned to do that, it opened up an opportunity for them, an understanding of what has been taught and they have heard, but not fully understood, that it is possible for me to step out of being me, the identity, the I am that I have been being, and to step into a new character, a new creation. I'm so excited. I like being Carlos as I've been in 2021. I think he's pretty cool. In a lot of ways, I think he's awesome. But there's more. Some of the people who did their role said, it was great just not being me for a while. I don't care who you are, how awesome you are. You may want to think about stepping out of who you've been being and to step into being more awesome, more amazing, more of what is possible. I'm going to have a happy new year. because I am determined to be a happy new me. I'm looking forward to Friday at our church where we will be doing our burning bowls. I will write down on one square of a piece of toilet paper what I am that I have been being, do I wish to let go of and release that it might return to the nothingness from whence it came. Sometimes I write down my fear of the future, my worry about money, my sadness about my loss this year, my procrastination. Whatever I write down is something I choose no longer to be, that I have observed myself being this year. A brand new me is waiting. And a brand new you as well. Now you know you are the sons and daughters of God, yet it doth not yet appear who you shall be. When you get down on your knees and look into that manger, you'll see yourself brand new, guiltless, innocent, fresh, free to live a new life. And so I end again with my sister Gracie and remind you what I remind myself of. Don't put a period where God has placed a comma. Wherever you are right now, brothers and sisters, you're not stuck there. Like we like to say, put one foot in front of another foot, in front of another foot, in front of another foot. Keep on marching. Keep on making your way up the mountain. Christ in you, the hope of your glory, the assurance of your peace. We will not do this alone. We will support one another in the spirit of Kwanzaa and Umoja, unity. Where there is unity, there is peace. Oh, how good and pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to dwell in unity. Thank you, baby Jesus, for giving me the presence you gave me, my chance to be at Unity of New York after 20 some years. I love you, baby Jesus, and you love me too. Thank you. Amen, brothers and sisters. Get excited. Let's go inside.
Right now I breathe and I remember. And my memory brings me joy. I had thought it was finished and over. And that who I am is who I will be. A continuance of me as I am. But now I know the truth. I am not a human being. I am a human becoming. Becoming more and more of the light that I am. Becoming more and more of the love that created me. Becoming more and more of the power that sustains me. Becoming more and more of the peace I rest in. Becoming more and more of the joy that causes me to dance. I am a human becoming more and more. More and more of the God that I am, the Divine One that I am, the Created One of the One Creator that I am. I had erroneously come to believe that who I am is who I am destined to be. But I am destined to be much more. My heart right now is filled like a cup running over with joyful anticipation of who I will be in the unfoldment of my more to be. The best is yet to come, sing the angels. The best is yet to come, whispers in my heart. I rest in this knowing now, and I am glad. More me available, more to be my destiny.
Hymns of joy and grace. at all.